This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Glad to have you on board. Again, we're kind of dissecting exactly what we saw last night as the big schedule release happened for the Browns. Again, 13 1 o'clock games, two games after 4, then the 9:30 a.m. game against Minnesota in London, which is a home game for the Browns, but it's not going to have very much of a home feel there. I don't think so. Do you? You think it's going to feel like a home game?
Gee, no.
You are going out on a limb. You are one.
Going with a negatory on that one, Big Ben.
Oh, boy. So you've got that. And then the last game of the season, which is true for all teams, it's to be determined. So we'll find out what time the Browns will play Cincinnati a little bit later in the year. Again, if you're kind of looking at it, there's also flexible scheduling. Sunday night football can be used up to twice between weeks 5 and 10. So let's just say something great happens to this team. After the Browns bye week, which is week 9, which I think that's about the only thing I've heard everybody agree on, is that week 9 is like, okay, perfect time to have a bye week. You can kind of assess things, but I hope you got wins through 1 through 8, and I hope you got a halfway decent record because the bye week and the road trip back or the return trip home from New England right before that might not be too fun for some people. And, you know, we were talking about the stability of the coaching staff, the stability of the front office, knowing how tough that this schedule is going to be. And looking at, Jeff, would you say how many teams had won 10 games or more?
Five of the first 6 opponents.
Wow.
I know. That's rough. And they all had winning records. And the Browns were 3-14. I mean, in theory, they could easily be 0-6. I don't think they will be.
And you said, what, 7 wins you thought last night?
I said between 6 and 9. You know, 6 isn't good, Andy. Keep that in mind. 6 means you're 6-11,
right?
And you're looking at a top 10 pick.
Dan, what are you looking at? Did you pick a number? I didn't even ask you.
No, I haven't really like picked a number or anything like that. I just know they're going to be a bad football team.
Okay, so give me a number.
I think this is a 5-win team. It's a 6-win team. It's a bad football team. I'm sorry, your quarterback is saddling you with a horrendous contract that is making it very hard for you to do anything. Like, I'm sorry. It's just the truth of the matter. This is a bad football team.
All right, let me take a couple phone calls real quick on this. Then I want to talk about the Cavs. You want to talk about being saddled by one bad contract? Boy, the contract saddling for the Cavs is going to make it very, very difficult for them to make any moves in the offseason. And Jeff's going to bring up something that we heard again this morning that we keep hearing that just makes absolutely no sense. And people want to continue to talk about it. 216-474-0092. Casey is in Parma Heights. Hi, Casey.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Casey.
Good. Listen, guys, I'm using my Hot Wheel track and my 7-year-old son to predict Browns games. And unfortunately, I have them at 0-7 to start the year. So, for example, I have 4 orange cars, each representing a different Browns quarterback. So I race an orange car versus a purple car. They've lost every single time. So we're like, let's make a change. So we put a different car representing Shedeur Sanders. It lost too. Last year I did this. Now, guys, this track is like 40 feet long. Curves, twists,
wow.
Awesome. The kid loves it. We do live casts on YouTube, TikTok, and all that stuff. But last year, I swear to God, they finished 3 and 14 using my patented method here. So lots of fun.
Are you taping any of this and putting it on TikTok or not? I mean, I can't tell you how many dogs I've seen bounce a ball into a basket to tell us who's going to win a series.
I hate that. I hate the dogs bouncing in the basket. This is much more fun. It's racers. It's cars. Like, for that Steeler team, I got this really sweet 67 Corvette. It's black and gold. I don't like it, but it's cool. I mean, I'm using an orange Mazda RX-7 for the Browns, at least for sure, Sanders. I mean, not that he would drive a Mazda RX-7, but hey, that's what I got.
All right, so what do you have the record at? Just tell me.
Right now, I just started the first 7 games. They're 0-7 through the first 7 games.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, just be careful. If you got to get into Pinewood Derby, you could be getting in fights with people there, so you better chill. You better chill.
Pinewood Derby gets people
Thank you.
Fired up.
Pinewood Derby. Man, I had such
gets
a bad
them fired
car.
Up.
I feel bad. I felt so bad
he
for
is,
Tropical Storm, Pinewood
he is
Derby.
completely working on those nails and wheels.
Oh, Jeff, I have nightmares about that Pinewood Derby because I was like, okay, well, so we painted it. And I mean, our car was Schleprock. It was. And then you got to go in. We went up to like a school or something a couple days before. And I'm watching some of the other dads help out on their Pinewood Derby cars for their kids. And they're like greasing it up and they're sanding them down and they're all aerodynamic. And then, like you said, they're polishing the nails. I'm like,
well, that's the key to the whole thing, Andy.
I'm just hoping that the nail sticks in so the wheel can
little
spin.
Little barbs on those nails.
I don't know.
There may have been some dad who spent a lot of time polishing those nails.
Yes.
Really going and
yeah,
working on
them.
What
about the kid? Like the kid, I don't even think the kids actually do it, do they? It's almost all parents.
Well, there might be some dad that you're sitting next to who spent a lot of time on those nails.
Yeah.
And took just a block of wood, put great nails on it.
Yeah.
And won the Derby.
Oh, man. That might be one of the greatest moments of your life, isn't
it? Beating my buddy who actually had a computer cutout car done computer-wise.
Roman Canton, how are you, my man? How are you, Roman?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Roman, good to hear from you. Where you been?
Great to hear, Phil. Hey, you know, we're just we're chopping away. I was
all right, good.
Sad with the Cavs and all that. That was a unfortunate chain of events, but you know what? It is what it is. I have two things for you guys. One, what was the video about with the magic brownie, the elf? Like he was David Blaine or something? I didn't get that whatsoever.
And the rookies, yeah, that confused the hell out of me too, Roman. I'm not going to lie to you.
And then posting the video of the rookies watching it because they're just as confused as everybody else. So I don't know what the point of that whole situation was. Instead of playing the Browns schedule game for the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or the whole summer, however we do it, why don't we switch it up a little and see what the Jags schedule looks like? See how close we can get to two top 10 picks because I'm not hopeful for anything over 5 for our guys this year, unfortunately.
Roman, that Jaguar thought's a good one, and I was thinking the same thing. Remember, they weren't good last year. I don't know if they're going to be good this year. They traded away a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. New coach, new GM.
I haven't looked at their schedule. Did you get? Is it?
I didn't either.
It's a great point. Maybe I'm just if we're down and we can't get a couple wins early on, then I guess the whole season turns to them, right? And we're trying to figure out, could you imagine if we have the first and the second pick in the draft next year?
Heck, I'll take 2 in the top 10.
That'd be okay.
Could you, the reality.
Heck, give me 2 in the top 10. I'm in for that.
Todd's in Akron. Hey, Todd.
Hello, thanks for having me. I was saying the Browns seem to always lose games that they should win.
Yeah.
So what is possible that we win the games that everybody think they should lose?
I think you're good for one a season, one or two. I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, the games that they're supposed to win that they lose, how often does that happen? 2 or 3 times a season? It's probably the football gods have a way of evening those things out, don't they?
They do, but my thing is, if the Browns were to win at least 60 of these games, I bet you, man, they would be a contender for the Super Bowl. If they were to win at least 6 of them.
So what were you're saying 6 games that they're supposed to lose that they win?
Yeah.
And then they end up with a 10 or 11 win season? Is that what you're saying?
Bingo. That's what I'm thinking because the games that we all say the Browns should win, they lose. I'm thinking they may surprise us all and win at least six games, and we can just go into the Super Bowl. I mean, like, I don't know why I'm saying this because I can't believe I'm saying it. But if they win at least six of these games, they could go to the Super Bowl.
Todd, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, the schedule is hard enough. I just don't.
You didn't know bars opened in Akron at 11.
Dairy Queen's open that early, though, I guess, apparently. I don't see it. I look at the schedule. I don't see it. I don't see it. In fact, I almost want to go into this. Like, I don't even want to pick wins. I don't want to go through the schedule and say, oh, lose. I could look at every game and see a loss. I could see a couple games there where they could win and feel good about it. I mean, you never know. Some team has an injury. There's no pizzazz behind the schedule release. How's that sound?
Oh, there's a lot of pizzazz.
There's none, Jeff. There's no primetime games. Well, there's none.
You said pizzazz around the release. There's a lot of pizzazz. Everybody's doing shows and everything else. You just don't like the schedule.
But I knew who they were going to play, and I'm not.
I don't need pizzazz. I need some wins.
Every game is on CBS or Fox, with the exception of the Vikings game.
Great.
That game's on NFL Network. I don't know. Maybe they get flex.
Go win some games and get some respect and get your primetime games back.
I almost think, Jeff, that when we look at the schedule and we try to figure out what's going to happen, I'm just going to assume, are you better off just assuming, okay, they're going to lose every game, and when they win, you can be happy. I don't think they're going to go 0-17, but I'm going to assume, until we have a quarterback, that they're not winning games. I'm assuming the loss and going to be ecstatic over the win. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Fine.
I'm not sure. And does that make me negative or does that make me realistic? Assume the game is a loss. And if they win, all right, I'm going to feel great.
Don't tell people how to think. That's a little harsh, man. Don't have people tell you how to think. You think how you think.
I'm asking.
It's your life. You got free will, baby.
I hear the free will. Do you think I'm insane?
Yes.
It's free will.
I think that's a bad way to look at it.
Any more rush? You're not getting by me on that. I know you're trying to
sneak it in. That's why I dropped it. I figured I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I will choose free will. Thank
you.
Darn
right you will.
All right, let's come back. I do want to hear what Bobby Marks had to say this morning because he really talked about the Cavaliers and got into the dynamics of what this roster could look like next year. They are handcuffed, man. There is not a lot of movement for the Cavaliers moving forward. I don't even know if they can even hang on to what they have right now. Bobby Marks talked about it. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50.
and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff, the Browns thing is bumming me out, and
you're kind of negative Nelly today.
I'm not negative Nelly. I'm realistic.
Dan, is he negative Nelly today?
Do you need to be justified by someone else to not believe me?
Yes, I do. When I start believing what you say, Andy, I have an issue.
Oh my God, that is verbatim. I immediately have a flashback to growing up in my house and when my father would ask me something while arguing with my mother. Do you need his reference? Do you really need his thoughts?
It's validation is probably.
Do you need his validation?
Yeah. Well, why do you need the kids? Is to validate what you're saying. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to say it that way. I just asked the kids because they were just there in that moment.
Go play.
They did vouch for me. I did the dishes last night. Okay. Oh well. Well, you didn't do them well enough. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Dan, go play.
All right. So Bobby Marks is like super expert at. Knowing the GM side of the NBA and understanding contracts and understanding how teams might be, you know, locked into things that they maybe don't necessarily want to be locked into that position. The Cavaliers are not in a good spot at all. And you know, Chris Fedor and talked to us about this the other day, too, that the Cavs don't have a whole lot of flexibility as far as trying to reshape the roster. No. So Bobby Marks was on the morning show. He's from ESPN. Was on the morning show this morning and had this to say.
Extremely prohibitive. The extension of Donovan kicking in, and then certainly with Evan's extension, you know, changing. When they went out and made the DeAndre Hunter trade at the deadline, they basically paused the financial clock for about a year. And it's equivalent to going out and getting a home equity loan where you're getting money up front, but you're going to pay a significant interest rate down the road there. And that's what's basically going to happen with the Hunter trade. They're a second apron team right now. So what does that mean? They're $13 million. They're not just over, they're $13 million over. So they can't combine salaries in a trade. So if you're looking to try to trade Jared Allen and Max Strus for a $35 million player coming back, you're not allowed to do that. If you were trying to trade for, if you're trying to trade Jared Allen and you want to take back a $22 million player, you're not allowed to do that. If you want to send out cash into trades, you're not allowed to do that. Your exceptions are basically all eliminated. Your signing exceptions are basically eliminated. Your pick in 2033, your first, will get frozen if you finish over the second apron this next season here. That's why if you're going to try to trade your pick in 31 or 32, you got to do it basically during this upcoming season here. You can bring back Ty Jerome if you want. You are allowed to do that. There's no restriction except for maybe a little bit of the cost, but it comes out a significant number. For example, if you sign them to a $14 million salary, it costs you another $80 million towards the luxury tax. So it's, yeah, there's certainly restrictions. The CBA doesn't tell you that you can't keep what you have, but it's basically telling you that you can't add any, you know, it limits you as far as adding everything else.
Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Hi, we like Ty Jerome, and you should like Ty Jerome.
Right.
He did a very nice job this year for really the first time in his career.
Okay.
And he's bounced around the league and got a great opportunity here, played for a coach who believed in him, and he did a really nice job. I've seen that numerous spots. Hey, you could bring Ty back, and if you sign him for $14 million, it will cost you $80 million. Why would you ever do that?
You wouldn't.
Exactly.
You wouldn't.
You just wouldn't do that. There's one way to make a significant change with this team.
Fire away.
Trade one of your key pieces. As far as I can tell.
It's almost like you can't keep the core four together even if you wanted to.
You could. But without
improvement.
Let's use a Cavs slogan from back in the day on T-shirts. You're all in on the core four.
Okay.
And your core four better be really good because your ability to add other pieces based on where they are salary cap-wise and the apron, I don't know nor understand all of that stuff. guys like Bobby Marks do understand all that. Bobby worked in the NBA for years with the Nets. Bobby was, you know, in the front office. He gets all that. Those folks tell us that it's nearly impossible for the Cavs to add pieces of significance without just destroying things financially. So I'm going to go with that. That means, how do you get better? You hope Jalen Tyson becomes a player. You find guys in the second round who become really good. You find veterans who everybody else decided they didn't want to give big contracts to, who need a place to play. And they come in and you coach them up and they get really good.
Sounds a lot like the Guardians. That last line does.
Well, it does, kind of. Guardians are successful at it, Andy.
Yeah.
I can see the Cavs adding numerous pieces on the same type of contracts that the Guardians give out and that NFL teams give out. Hey, here's your one-year prove-it deal. That's the way this is going to have to happen. There are free agents available who I think, okay, let's see. I'll give you two names.
Okay.
And one guy, everybody.
Is this like the David Nwaba All-Stars?
Yes. Remember when they brought David in? When this is this kind of a deal. Everybody will say yes to this.
Okay.
Who wouldn't want Larry Nance Jr. back?
We're all good with that here, I would think.
I would think so, too. And guess what? Larry's feisty. He's tough. And he's the type of guy who would help this team except for one thing. Guess what? Don't you think somebody's going to give him a lot more money than the Cavs are going to be able to give him?
Yes.
I do, too. There's another guy. Let me just throw a name out there. And I'm not saying you should go sign this guy. I think you need another big guy. How about a guy who's been a complete bust for most of his NBA career and is still in his mid-20s, Marvin Bagley, who was the, second overall pick out of Duke years ago. Marvin's never materialized. But, man, he's got some talent, and he's had some games. This is the type of guy. I'm not saying go sign Marvin Bagley. What I'm saying is this is the type of guy the Cavs might be able to add, and Marvin or people like him, and then get them here and coach them up. That's how this team's going to get better, unless they decide to trade Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell, which why would you do that? Why would you trade Donovan Mitchell? Or Jared Allen. And in my estimation, why would you trade Jared Allen? You already need another big guy. You want to need two and not have a way to bring in two guys? Why would you do that? Think back to the old Jordan teams. And this is going way back.
Right.
Do you remember what they did at center?
Yeah, they went through a million of them.
That's exactly right, Andy.
Started with Grenville Waiters, too, I think.
They had
one of the first guys they used. And
Bill Cartwright, yeah. Bill Wennington, Luke Longley. They just kept bringing in big guys who had some skill and didn't play enough to get exposed.
Who's the big guy with the glasses, wore the bubble glasses? I'll tell you in a second.
That they just kept bringing in big guys and they played them in a fleet. You know, 15 minutes apiece. Great. Keep them fresh. Keep them coming. Grab some rebounds. Give the ball to Michael or Scotty. Get out of the way. Kick it over to Craig Hodges for an open shot. Kick it over to Steve Kerr for an open shot. I think
Horace Grant. That was a guy I couldn't think of. Horace Grant.
Oh, Horace. Horace was a forward.
Yeah.
And he was good.
Yeah.
But I think that's the kind of guy the Cavs are going to have to try and find. Let's find these guys who have some ability and let's make it fit here and let's coach them up. And guess what? That's possible. That's possible. If you don't do that, the only other way, I think, is to trade members of the core four. And I'll be honest. You know my thoughts on the two small guards. It's not just that they're small. And my buddy Sharon sent me a note and said she'll forever disagree with me about the two small guards. It's not just that they're small. It's that they have a duplication of skill set. Enough of one that I think, you could trade Darius and make it work and get a better fit for this roster in there if you decided to do that.
But can you
don't have to.
I still don't understand the fiscal ramifications of even trying to trade even one of the core four. Like, I don't know how that works out.
I think you can trade, as far as I know, I think you could trade a guy and bring back comparable salary.
Based on what Bobby Marks said, though, it didn't sound that way.
I think you can. What you can't do is bring back more salary. You know, you got to kind of make it match up. I think you can do that.
Mm. All right, so can we put to bed one of the things that fans are saying that we keep hearing about a trade that you talked about this morning that I've had 10 people say to me, why can't you just...
I've had six people tell me the same thing.
Call the Bucks and say, hey, Darius Garland and Jared Allen for Giannis. And you and I both had the same conclusion.
Do you know what a dial tone sounds like, Andy?
No, you know, I use cell phone now. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I heard a dial tone.
This is what you would get on the other end of the line when you called Milwaukee and said, hey, how about if you send us Giannis and we'll give you Jared Allen and Darius Garland? That's what you would hear.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you guys are on the same page. You're so slick.
Yep. That's what you would hear.
Why would they do that?
They wouldn't do that.
I don't know why they would do that either. They need draft picks on top of everything else. They need a rebuild. What do you get? You're giving away 31 again.
Hi.
You realize that
send us one of the best players in the game, and we'll send you a draft pick in 6 years. Good luck rebuilding.
You're trading. If you trade that first pick, your next first-round draft pick that's eligible, that player is in sixth grade right now, maybe fifth.
Maybe seventh.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Come on, man. Let's get junior high kids.
Jeff?
Andy?
Middle school. Hasn't been junior high since we were kids. They eliminated that whole thing.
Depends on where your school district is, Andy.
Who's got ninth graders that aren't at the high school anymore?
Some people have high schoolers in the ninth grade.
I'm just saying.
That means you have junior high.
Yeah, I don't know that we have. Do you know of any districts that still do that?
Andy, I don't scout out districts and
that's
where they put
they
their kids.
That's because they don't exist anymore. There's no every ninth
really
grader's
care.
In the high school building.
I went to junior high. That's what I called it, junior high.
It's because you probably had the ninth grade in the building, didn't you?
No, we did not.
And they called it junior high?
Yeah.
Really?
We had seventh and eighth.
That would be a middle school. That's interesting.
We called it junior high.
And they still gave you a diploma and you still went to college. And now you're sitting here with someone
looking at your dusty butt.
That's right.
By the way, a nice 3-day growth of beard. I'm envious.
You should be. I understand.
I am.
I'm wondering. I'm not going. I don't know. I look at this Cavs roster and it just seems like it's going to go backwards. I just don't see the way it goes forward. They have an incredible task on their hands trying to improve the roster and maintain the roster.
It doesn't mean they can't. Now, don't ask me how. I honestly, you're going to have to find guys who need a contract. And then you're going to have to hope that they come in and you coach them up and they fit your system. And guess what? You see that all the time in the NBA. Where a guy might go someplace and be pretty good. The problem in the NBA now, Andy, not only does everybody want 15, 20, 30, 40 million a year, they get it. That's the thing. And the Cavs aren't going to be able to do that from everything we've been told by everybody who knows all those numbers.
Mm.
They went all in on this group. And this group hasn't made it out of the second round of the playoffs 3 years in a row.
I was reading about the two-year window this team had.
For whatever reason, they didn't make it out of the playoffs.
Wait, did you just go past tense on me?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing going past tense?
On the Cavs?
Yeah.
If you read anything about this two-year window that they had, about trying to add to it on a two-year window, it doesn't look the future looks really bleak.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
What'd you think I was saying?
I thought you were going like the window is shut. That's what you're saying. There's no way that the window is shut.
I would move your fingers right now.
Really?
Yes. Go back and listen to the whole Bobby Marks interview.
Sell me on this next segment. I need to be sold on this idea because I think differently.
Let me throw in one thought.
Someone's got to show me the fiscal ramifications of them being able to afford the team moving forward. Jeff, I mean, you're probably looking at being able to keep three of the core four. And
I think you can keep them all. But if you want to make any significant changes to the team, that's where the idea comes in. By the way, one of our buddies who suggested the Jared Allen, Darius Garland for Giannis trade.
Yeah.
Sent us a text. While getting ripped publicly by friends. I'm famous.
Guess what? You're in a pack right now because we've had a bunch of people say it. So if I think I know who that is, you're not as special as you think you are.
Oh, yes, he is.
We'll talk about that in the break. And we'll take this up on the other side, too. So 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. It sure does feel like the Cavs are handcuffed moving forward with their contract situation and how they can manipulate the roster. So we'll see your thoughts on it. And did the window close? I'm not going to lie. There's a part of me that thinks that window is trickling towards your fingers at the bottom of the windowsill. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're kind of looking into the future for the Cavaliers and what can they do and how can they rebuild and how can they figure out things.
No rebuild. Tweak. Tweak.
Rebuild a little bit of this thing. Tweak. You have to.
Well, you won 64 games. Tweak.
Are you done?
Tweak.
Are you done?
Tweak.
All right. So, you know, after talking to Chris Fedor the other day, and hearing what Bobby Marks had to say this morning from ESPN about the way the contract structure looks for all the contracts when it comes to the Cavaliers, and then Evan Mobley getting a big boost because he was the defensive player of the year, adding more money into this, making it even tougher to kind of tweak. Is that the word you want to use? Tweak the roster?
Tweak.
Moving forward, like if you think they can go back at it with what they have this year,
you're wrong.
That is true.
Can we admit this?
Sure.
If they basically roll it back, you're going to be hard pressed to win 64 games.
For sure.
And that said, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Are you healthy in March and April? And are you ready to go for the playoffs? Tweak and see what you can do.
I still, the Ty Jerome line from Bobby Marks this morning.
I I've seen that in numerous spots, Andy.
It's, I mean,
where if you keep a guy, it's gonna. If you're Dan Gilbert, I mean, Dan didn't become a billionaire by making bad business decisions,
right?
Sorry,
$80 billion.
80 million.
80 million. Sorry, not billion.
Because of the punitive aspects of, you know, the aprons and all that stuff that I don't completely understand. The punitive situation there. Well, why would you spend $80 million on a backup guard?
You wouldn't.
I mean, that's silly.
No.
So that's
one that you benched in your last game of the season.
Yeah, one who couldn't get off the bench in the game you had to have. Which, by the way, you know, good, bad, whatever. He came into the game and made a difference. Ty, good for you.
Yeah. He did add some fire.
I liked him on this team this year.
I did too.
He was better than we all expected, I think.
I just wish he could have been a little bit better during the playoffs. During the second round. He was great against Miami. Outstanding.
Yeah.
But
eight of 20 in the first game when he was in there for Darius, and that shooting never kind of cleared up.
Mm-mm. More Bobby Marks coming up here in a second. David is in Cleveland. Hi, David.
Yeah, how you fellas doing today?
Good, good.
Hi, David.
Good. Hey, you might not like what I got to say, but I've been saying it all along all season that we were going to win a lot of games, but we weren't going to make it far in the playoffs because they weren't able or they didn't make the moves that they need to make. Garland can go. Garland can go. The GM can go. And the same that other teams can find a way to make certain moves and get certain players, but we can't do nothing. And it's just that it's like bad management all through the years. It's got us in this situation.
Well, I mean, so are you good with them not being good next year or being maybe where they are now, but having a tougher go at it? Because if you're blowing out Kobe and, you know, you're going to go backwards probably. You're not going forwards because of the handcuff restrictions. Based on, you know, all the contracts.
David, they did put together a team that won 64 regular season games.
I understand that. Okay. But we didn't, okay, for one thing, we didn't have to sign. Why did we sign LaCour? We could have did better than that. How much did we give LaCour?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
There were some other things we could have done to add on to this team. You know what I'm saying?
Isaac's a great guy. I don't think Isaac is a great NBA basketball player.
And then what is Wade getting?
Well, you gotta have guys on your bench, David. And you can argue, is that guy the right guy? NBA teams have a tendency to tweak benches like crazy. So stay tuned. If they can pull it off, they will.
All right. Thank you, David. Here, I'll tell you, Wade's getting, according to Spotrac, Wade is getting what? Got 6.1 this year. And next year, he's looking at what? 6.2. But that 6.2 next year he's got eligibility stuff going on there. And then he's an unrestricted in 26, 27.
Here's the other thing. I know the Cavs looked deep during the regular season. Kenny Atkinson did a really good job of getting everybody involved and playing guys, and he got good performances out of those guys. I think part of the reason they did that was because they had Caris LeVert and George Niang. And when they traded 2-for-1, they shortened their rotation, they shortened their bench, they shortened their depth. And I'm not saying that was a bad move. DeAndre Hunter, I think, is a better player than, especially for this situation, than a guy that I really like in Caris LeVert and a guy who can knock down some shots in George Niang. But they became less deep when that happened. And then they got to the playoffs and they didn't play those guys a ton on the bench, which everybody said and I thought was, okay, well, you played a certain way all year long. Are you going to change it in the playoffs? They kind of did. They kind of had to, you know, guys were injured, but it didn't work. You know, so I'm sure Kenny Atkinson and his staff, and he has a good coaching staff, I'm sure they will spend a lot of time thinking, was that the right approach during the regular season? Do we need to go more Thibodeau? Do we not need to go more Thibodeau?
I don't know, man.
Heck out of your starters.
Compared to Indiana, they look like they ran out of gas, especially in game 5.
Well, they did, but Andy, fact, not excuse. They were beat up. They truly were. But that's, you know, you can sit here and say, well, the Cavs would have beat Indiana if they were healthy. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't. I think Indiana was a bad matchup for them. I thought it going into the series.
Chuck is in Chesterland. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Well, Jeff, you just kind of stole my thunder. I was thinking the exact same thing. What about if we hadn't traded for Hunter and had Niang and LeVert still here? I mean, that seems to me that the pace of LeVert and another guy that's not afraid to bounce around in the middle there with Niang, I mean, would that have matched up better with Indiana?
Might have. The one thing, Chuck, that's tough about this, I don't think we had the full DeAndre Hunter effect because he got hurt. You know, and right. So his impact, I thought, was completely disrupted because of his thumb injury. I like Caris LeVert. I've always liked Caris LeVert, former Pacer, by the way. And George Niang really grew on me. I first noticed George when he was in Philadelphia, and he lit up the Cavs one night, and it's like, who is this guy hitting all these shots? He's capable of doing that, and boy, did they need something like that coming off the bench against Indiana.
And we were winning. We were winning with them, too.
Well,
plus a
very
great
much
locker
so.
Room guy, right?
Very much
I
so.
I mean, a great locker room guy. I just thought I'd get your thoughts on it, and you kind of got to it before I even, you know, got on, but that was really what I kept thinking about. Man, I mean, not only a great presence and a big body and not afraid to body up with these guys, but also somebody that was just not going to let down. And I know the injuries were huge. I mean, they were huge. You could see these guys couldn't push off like they would for a typical jumper.
Right.
They couldn't even make layups during that last game because they just weren't right. But I just wonder, did Hunter win them enough games? And the reason they brought him in was for the playoffs to do what they thought they couldn't do with LeVert and Niang. But I just wonder, LeVert's a tall, lanky guy and can move.
And a free agent, by the way.
Yeah, so you wonder. I mean, that's not, hey, bring him back.
let me give you a thought on that, Chuck. It's this. I like LeVert. I like Niang. I would have still made the trade for DeAndre Hunter because I think DeAndre's a better fit. The only thing I would question about DeAndre Hunter, man, I think I would have started the guy. And I would have put him in the starting lineup when he got here. And I'd have left him there.
All right, Chuck, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Chuck.
Dan, what's the optimism you have towards moving forward? I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to look at these.
Andy, they're a good team.
Yeah,
they're still a good team.
I get it, but they don't have a whole lot of flexibility to make the team better. But what they do have is the opportunity to take some of their younger guys and develop them. I just don't have a huge... And maybe Kenny is really good at developing some of these guys because we just haven't had a chance to really be there. But if you're going to take some of these younger guys and expect a little bit more out of them, they're going to have to be developed.
Could Jalen Tyson become a 6'6 point guard for you? Could he become a ball handler in the backcourt? Or is he a late first-round pick who's just, okay, there's a guy who
is a late pick. The option is there. How much could they develop him into that?
I like him, but I don't know what kind of an upside he has. But I like some of the things I've seen from him.
All right, we're going to go back to the Browns and talk about the schedule. We're going to get like the inside nuts and bolts on how these schedules come together and, you know, what the Browns are looking like here, especially with 13 1 o'clock games. Blake Jones, senior director of broadcasting for the NFL, is going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.